Now and then, the recent release by renowned musical group The Beatles ascended to the top of the UK's music charts, marking their first number one single in 54 years. This achievement was described by Paul McCartney, one of the band's members, as a very emotional moment. The single's success was facilitated by the utilization of artificial intelligence to isolate vocals recorded by the late John Lennon in 1978, 2 years prior to his demise. These vocals were amalgamated with archival session tracks, including contributions from the late guitarist George Harrison, and newly recorded material by surviving members McCartney and drummer Ringo Starr. This blend effectively reunited the band for one final production. The official charts company announced that Now and Then reached the number one spot following its release, surpassing The Ballad of John and Yoko, their last chart-topping single from 1969. This feat established the Beatles as the holders of the record for the longest interval between number one hits and the most extended duration between an artist's first and last number one single. Their inaugural chart topper was From Me to You in 1963, marking a span of over six decades. The Beatles have achieved 18 number one singles in total. Now and Then also stands as the year's fastest-selling single, amassing the highest volume of one-week physical sales in nearly 10 years. Expressing his astonishment and emotional response, McCartney, 81, commented to official charts, "It's mind-boggling. It's blown my socks off. It's also a very emotional moment for me. I love it." But despite the anticipation, the release garnered mixed reviews. Jeff Edgers of the Washington Post remarked, "Now and Then is not terrible. Yet, ultimately, it's kind of mundane." The Times in the UK acknowledged the song's demonstration of AI capabilities, with parts evoking a classic, bittersweet, Beatles-esque flavor, as noted by reviewer Will Hodgkinson. However, Hodgkinson also pointed out its shortcomings, stating that it falls short of being a lost masterpiece. Martin Talbot, chief executive officer of the official charts company, interpreted the sales as a resurgence of Beatlemania. He declared, "If there were ever any doubts that the Beatles are the greatest band of all time, they have surely consigned them to history this week." The demo tape, initially given to McCartney by Lennon's widow Yoko Ono in 1994, led to the production of two other songs, Free as a Bird and Real Love. These tracks, refined by producer Jeff Lynne and worked on by the other former Beatles, were released in 1995 and 1996. An initial attempt to produce Now and Then was previously abandoned due to insurmountable technical difficulties at the time. The two surviving Beatles completed Now and Then last year, incorporating Harrison's guitar parts recorded in 1995.